That is doable. And I think there's someone else on this line. Say Amanda. I don't think Amanda's talking about speed. Amanda's talking about my least favourite topic in the world, but we'll give her 30 seconds anyway. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Amanda. You've been challenging someone, have you?
Yes, I was out for a walk with my dog there, and there was a guy with a spaniel completely oblivious to what the dog was at, and the spaniel messed on the public footpath. I challenged him, and he did absolutely nothing about it, and he started getting shirty with me.
Yeah, well, when they get shirty after the dog's been doing his business, it's the last thing you want to encounter. And did you say to him, "Excuse me, sir, do you not have a plastic bag for your dog's dirties?"
He pulled one out of his pocket, Frank, and still didn't go back to where the dog had messed.
Well, he had one with him and he didn't use it.
Yes. I was getting into the car with my dog and noticed his dog, but he was maybe 50 yards up ahead, completely oblivious. So I just pulled up into the parking bay beside him and said, "Look, I'm sorry, but do you realise your dog messed back there and you haven't lifted it?" Oh, I always lift after my dog. I went, "Oh, he's actually just messed back there, and you were completely oblivious because you were 50 yards in front of him." And he started getting shirty because I said that there was owners like him give dog walkers a bad reputation.
But did he have a plastic bag in his pocket?
Yeah, he pulled it out. He started challenging me and he pulled it out and said, "If I see my dog mess and I lift it," and went, "Well, I'm informing you that he's just messed around there." And they just continued on, didn't go back near it to clear the...
See, some people just turn a blind eye, as you say, and he came prepared, but he wasn't prepared to supervise the dog, and that is part of the difficulty. Fair play to you for challenging him. What part of the world are you in?
Armagh.
Yeah, well, good on you. Good on you.
It was in Armagh City itself.
No, good on you for raising it, Amanda, because we got to get the message across to everyone who owns a dog, including myself, that if you're out and about with it, you've got to clean up after it. But unfortunately, there are a lot of Neanderthals who basically think if the dog walks behind them, the dog is not their responsibility. Thanks for highlighting it, Amanda.
Thank you, Frank. Bye-bye.
Thank you.